Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Happy Sunday. It's wonderful to be with you once again. We're reading today from Acts chapter 17 through and 18 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Acts chapter 17 and 18 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. I hope you have had a good time in the presence of the Lord today. Amen. Having worshiped and praised the God of your salvation. Glory to God. Amen. We honor him. We honor him and we honor him again. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, Lord God, giving you thanks and giving you praise for all that you are and for all that you are doing and for all that you've done already. Lord, we magnify your name. We give you glory, praise, and honor today. We thank you, Lord God, for all your magnificence, for your sovereignty. Lord God, for your majesty. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for your strength, for your provision. We thank you, Lord, for your healing and for every breakthrough that you've given to each and every one of us. Lord, we give you glory. Oh, we praise your name, Lord God, for everything. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you are our hero, our protection. You are our security. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping us from danger seen and unseen. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for protecting us when we walk through doors, Lord God, that would have destroyed us, that actually would have taken our life out of the earth. And yet you kept us. You are our protection. Thank you, Jesus. You are my protection, Lord, and I give you glory, honor, and praise always. I just thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you, Lord, because you continue to move in great and mighty ways. Oh, Lord, ways that I don't understand. I am so in awe of you, Lord. I thank you. I just thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your mercy, your love, and for your kindness toward us all. Heal and deliver even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Bless, Lord God, and open our minds and our hearts to receive your word, Lord, to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Help us now in Jesus' name. Amen. We're reading from Acts chapter 17 and 18 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, went in to them, and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that Christ had suffered and raised and rose again from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus, whom I preach to you, is the Christ." And some of them were persuaded, and a great number of devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading ladies, joined Paul and Silas. But the Jews who were not persuaded, becoming envious, took some of the evil men from the marketplace, and gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar, and attacked the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Jason has harbored them, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus." And they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. So when they had taken security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. Then the brethren immediately went, and then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. But when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was preached by Paul at Berea, they came there also and stirred up the crowds. Then immediately the brethren sent Paul away to go to the sea, both but both Silas and Timothy remained there. So those who conducted Paul brought him to Athens, and receiving a command for Silas and Timothy to come to him with all speed, they departed. Now, while Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him when he saw that the city was given over to idols. Therefore, he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and with the Gentile worshipers, and in the marketplace daily with those who happened to be there. Then some Epicurean and Stoic philosophers encountered him, and some said, "What does this babbler want to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a proclaimer of foreign gods, because he preached to them Jesus and the resurrection." And they took him and brought him to Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new doctrine is of which you speak? For you are bringing some strange things to our ears. Therefore, we want to know what these things mean." For all of the Athenians and the foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Therefore, since we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the divine nature is like gold or silver or stone, something shaped by art or man's devising. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, while others said, 'We will hear you again on this matter.' So Paul departed among them. However, some men joined him and believed, among them Dionysus the Areopagite, a woman named Damaris, and others with them. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth, and he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them. So because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked. For by occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was compelled by the Spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. But when they opposed him and blasphemed, he shook his garments and said to them, 'Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles.' And he departed from there and entered the house of a certain man named Justus, one who worshiped God, whose house was next door to the synagogue. Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision, 'Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one, for I have many people in this city.' And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. When Gaio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews, with one accord, rose up against Paul and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, "This fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law." And when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrongdoing or wicked crimes, O Jews, there would be a reason why I should bear with you. But it is a question of words and names by your own law. Look to it yourselves, for I do not want to judge of such matters." And he drove them from the judgment seat. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes and the ruler of the synagogue and beat them before the judgment seat. But Gaio took no notice of these things. So Paul still remained a good while. Then he took leave of the brethren and sailed to Syria, and Priscilla and Aquila were with him. He had his hair cut off at Sinisra, and he had taken a vow, and he came to Ephesus and left them there. But he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay a longer time with them, he did not consent, but took leave of them, saying, "I must by all means keep this coming feast in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you, God willing." And he sailed to Ephesus. And when he had landed in Caesarea and gone up and greeted the church, he went down to Antioch. After he had spent some time there, he departed and went over to the region of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. Now a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he desired to cross to Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace, for he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ. I have read and you have heard from Acts chapter 17 and 18 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. These are the Acts of the Apostles, the Acts of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord because they preach Jesus and him crucified. They preached the salvation that he came into the world to bring. They preached, glory to God, that he was the one that came down through 42 generations. Amen. Came and had like passions as we do. Glory to God. Dwelt in the earth. Amen. Gave himself up. Amen. On the cross. Amen. And he died and rose again that we might be able to also arise in newness of life. He died that we might have life, amen, and that more abundantly. He said that's why he came, amen, and we believe him. And because we have believed, we have received, glory to God, the presence of God Almighty in our lives, the leading of God Almighty in our lives, the provision of God Almighty in our lives, the healings of God Almighty in our lives, breakthroughs coming forth, and because we have received, glory to God, hallelujah, glory, I thank the Lord, amen, and this salvation, amen, is to you and to your household and to as many as the Lord our God shall call, amen. The word of God tells us, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. His name is Jesus, and there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is his name. Hallelujah. And there is power in the name of Jesus, power to destroy yokes, power over the spirit of the enemy, power. Glory to God to do anything that is needful. Glory to God and to bring forth salvation with his mighty hand. We give him glory, honor, and praise on today. Amen. Jesus, 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 Jesus is his name. Jesus, 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 Jesus is his name. And whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. Amen. Remember something that I have said throughout this series. We were always intended to be in relationship with God, always. We were always intended to be in relationship with him. Jesus is the one who came to bridge the gap. He came to heal our alienated relationship, amen, so that we can again be in our rightful place in relationship with God, amen. Say yes to the Lord. Let this be your big yes for today, amen. Give glory and honor to God, amen. And if you're in the United States and you are a veteran, we honor you on today. That is, today is Veterans Day in the United States, where we honor those who have given their lives and those who have gone into the service for the country, amen, who has protected our freedoms, our God-given freedoms. God allowed them, amen, to go forward. Some of them lost their lives on the way, and others, amen, are here so that we can honor them, amen, for their service, and even honor them in place of those that are already gone. Amen. We praise God for each and every one of you, and we bless you in the name of Jesus right now, and ask that God overshadow you with his peace and overshadow you with his great and mighty salvation. Receive it on today in the name of Jesus. Amen. To all of you, amen. I hope and I do pray that you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.